Our profile this month is Hollywood actress and producer Drew Barrymore. Currently on screens in the TV series The Santa Clarita Diet, the actress survived a wild childhood. Movie star at 7, drugs at 12, before making a remarkable comeback. This is her story.
Like most 7-year-olds, the child movie star Drew Barrymore liked ice cream. Unlike most kids, she poured Bailey's Irish Cream, a 17% alcohol liqueur, on hers. That was just the start of what may have been the wildest childhood Hollywood has ever seen. Today, Drew Barrymore is a 42-year-old mother of 2 young girls. Her life is balanced and normal, apart from the fact that she plays Sheila, a flesh-eating zombie housewife, in Netflix's Santa Clarita Diet. Sheila's cannibalism transforms her from homely mum into a super-confident sex bomb, and Drew identifies with this. "I feel like Sheila," she told The Guardian recently. "I feel like maybe I was dead inside. I had gained a lot of weight. I don't think that's so unlike the character." There you have the Barrymore difference. Instead of pretending that marriage and motherhood is all love and light, she's comparing it to being a zombie. Other actresses would be criticized for that, but not her. Drew has earned the right to speak her mind. The ice cream was just the beginning of a legendary descent into the dark side of child stardom. Having found fame at the age of 7 in Steven Spielberg's 1982 blockbuster E.T. the Extraterrestrial, then the biggest film of all time, she spiraled horribly downwards. By the age of 9, her mother was taking Drew to New York's famous Studio 54 nightclub. It was there that she discovered drugs. She and her mother would go out almost every night, so it's not surprising that by the age of 12, she was a drug addict. Eventually, she was saved by an 18-month stay in a psychiatric institution, followed by the decision to emancipate herself from her clearly irresponsible mother at the age of 14. By this point, the former child star was a pariah in Hollywood. Casting directors openly laughed at her when she tried to audition for roles. To have such a big career at such a young age, then nothing for years, people going, "You're an unemployable disaster," that's a tough trip to have by the time you're 14, she says. But Drew has character. She persisted for 3 years until a part came along that was close to her public image, a sexy, trashy, dangerous young woman in a movie called Poison Ivy. It reopened the door for her, and she made 16 movies in the next 6 years, hit comedies with Woody Allen and Adam Sandler, blockbusters such as Batman Forever and Charlie's Angels, and the cult horror movie Scream. It was an extraordinary comeback. 20 to 35 was a blast, she remembers. "I really lived and did what I wanted to when I wanted to. I thought, how am I getting away with all this?" By the time she took a career break to have children, she was one of the most respected people in the movie industry, a woman with her own production company, starring in and directing hit films, plus a cosmetics business and a wine company. Today, Drew is thought to be worth around $125 million. Indeed, she's the biggest success story in an acting dynasty that goes back 7 generations and includes her grandfather, John Barrymore, one of the biggest stars of early Hollywood. But, surprisingly, she hopes her daughters will not continue the tradition. "I would never shit on the profession of acting," she says, "but film sets are a bizarre world. For me, it was better than my circumstances. For my children, it will not be better than their circumstances. They are so loved, they won't need a film set to make their life better. Or any of the rest of it, presumably."